Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's episode of Pit Panther Rants and Other Sports Rants Podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink. It's your digital water cooler. It's a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram. Type in @sportsdrink. It's like sports drink without the vowels. All we ask is to close the door behind you. We're trying to let the funk out.
I must admit, there have been some moments that were, dare I say, fun. We're off on the road to Rhode Island. We're having the time of our lives. Take it, dog.
We're quite a pair of partners, just like Thelma and Louise. Except you're not 6 feet tall.
Yes, and your breasts don't reach your knees.
Give it time.
We're off on the road to Rhode Island. We're certainly going in style.
I'm with an intellectual who craps inside his pants.
How dare you? At least I don't leave urine stains on all the household plants.
Oh, he jokes.
We've traveled a bit and we found like a...
Welcome to Pit Panther Rants, our Sports Rants Podcast, another episode brought to you by Watt Harris. Well, I'm the host, but I'm brought to you by The Sports Drink. And yes, we're off on the road to Rhode Island, but we're not playing at Rhode Island. We're actually playing at, we're playing Rhode Island at Heinz. Yeah, Pitt plays Rhode Island this Saturday at Heinz Field. It's a, what kickoff is it? It's a noon kickoff, or 11 a.m. my time, which isn't too bad. I mean, for me, I can, if the game's over and done with, it's on the ACC network. I guess if there's anything to look out for is to see if Keelan Slovis comes back. He was out last week, and Petter Doozy was on Jim Rome's show talking about how he was ready, but they didn't want to, you know, bring him back so soon. He was cleared. I mean, yeah, I guess getting cleared is one thing, but I guess if you have to go by your instincts and say, hey, let's get this guy a break. You know, he obviously took a bunch of hits. We got to make sure he's all right, physically and mentally, to play. But Pitt's been bit by the injury bug, a real good bit. As I talked to in my last podcast, I mean, but this is Rhode Island, and if you look at their schedule, let's see, so far, they won at Stony Brook. They won at Bryant, and they lost at Delaware. They lost at home against Delaware, and they're 2-1. Pitt should win this game with no problem. I don't see any issues with it. I think for me, it's more of the seeing who's going to play, who they're going to work in. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this subject. All I can say is that Pitt's obviously going to run the football. I like to see them mix in more of their backs with like they did last week. If Hammond's still hurt, throw in Izzy, get Sebo in there, get Vincent Davis in there. I say mix them up and get them all some work, because you know we may need this. We're gonna need this later in the year, so they will be called upon. Same thing with the receivers as well. I'd like to see some more work on the receiving end. Even if, you know, Jerry Wayne's, I'm not sure if he's going to be out or not. It'd be a good chance for these receivers to step up and, you know what, and get them, you know, they've been having problems with drops and tipping their passes. You know, whatever. Ooh, okay. So tonight, I'm looking at the ACC schedule. The Hokies and the Mountaineers play tonight at 6:30, 7:30 for Eastern time. That's going to be a really good game. West Virginia is a -2.5 favorite. I'd say it's a big game for both teams. It's obviously huge for Neil Brown of West Virginia because he's 1-2. They're playing Virginia Tech, and Tech just beat Wofford. It was 27-7. It was, you know, they beat Boston College. BC obviously is a brutal team this year. In fact, they're 0-2. This game may come down to defense, and I don't know. I think I like it's at it's at Virginia Tech, but they beat Towson 65-7, so that's a pretty, you know, pretty good indicator. The Hokies, defensively, have done pretty well. I don't know about this one, though. You know what? I'm going to go with I'm going to go West Virginia. WVU -2.5. I'm going to go with that. I would love to take the Hokies, but I just think West Virginia has too much offense. They have a little bit more offense, I would say. Not too much, but a little more. Unless they got some guys hurt, but yeah. Virginia and Syracuse. I like Syracuse in this one at home. Virginia, ever since the, you know, Bronco Mendenhall, quote-unquote, retired, he's they've been struggling on offense. Q's has really picked up, and plus Virginia has their coordinator. They hired two coordinators from Virginia, the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator. So they know, I'm sure they know that defense more than anything. I'm taking Syracuse -9. And if you're hearing commotion in the background, that's my son. He's got a little bit towards school. All right, next one. We got Clemson, Wake Forest. Clemson is 3-0, and Wake is 3-0. It's a ranked game. I'm probably going with Clemson this one. I think that Clemson still has that really good defense, and it's just not going to be too much. Duke and Kansas. Duke should win that. 1-0. Kansas has been pretty good. They're -7.5. Yeah, I'm going with the Jayhawks. You know, it's on the road, and I know it's going to be pretty, you know, they're going to be pretty pumped up because they're 3-0 and they're looking to go 4-0. South Florida and Louisville. Louisville should win this one. They're -14.5. And South Florida came off a heartbreaker. Yeah, I'm going to take Louisville. I think Louisville covers that one, finally. Let's see. We've got Middle Tennessee, Miami. Miami's -25.5. How bad is Middle Tennessee, though? But Miami struggled last week. They're at home. I think I'm going to take Middle Tennessee to cover. You know, I'm not betting on these games, so who cares? So Middle Tennessee, the +25. Notre Dame, North Carolina. I you know, Notre Dame won a big game against, well, not really a big game. They beat Cal. They're going at North Carolina. UNC seems to have a really good defense. I think this game goes over, actually. So, I'm going to take UNC minus 1.5 over. Yeah, I think it's going to go over 55.5. Georgia Tech and UCF. Tech hasn't really been that good. UCF's getting minus 20.5 in this game. I'm taking Georgia Tech plus 20.5. I think they'll cover that. I could be wrong. And we got two more ACC games left to talk about. UConn, NC State. NC State's a minus 30.5. Yeah, they're going to probably wipe the floor with UConn. I mean, if this was basketball, it should be a little bit different, but this is football. But BC and Florida State. Boston College has been struggling as of late. I'm going with FSU in this one. Minus 17.5. Wow, some pretty big spreads there with the ACC this weekend. Well, taking a look at the rest of the top 25, anything of any substance? No. I mean, there's Maryland and Michigan. That may be a decent game. How is Maryland this year, by the way? It's going to be Buffalo, it'll be Charlotte, and it'll be SMU. It's not bad. SMU tends to give teams a hard time. Same with, I'm not sure about Buffalo. Michigan has faced, Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn. So basically, Michigan really hasn't been challenged a whole lot. And that game is, Michigan's a 17-point favorite in this one. I'm taking Maryland plus 17. Penn State and Central Michigan. Penn State is at minus 28. I'm taking Penn State minus 28. James Franklin loves the cover. And he'll make sure he covers that game. Baylor and Iowa State. This is a pretty big one for both teams. Baylor lost. They lost to BYU 26-20. I don't know. Iowa. How are they this year? Well, they beat Iowa 10-7. They beat a Hutton. I don't know about the game, but I will say probably. Let's see, what's the over under on this game? 45. I'm taking the under on this one. Under 45.5. We got Florida and Tennessee. Florida nearly lost to South Florida. Tennessee's 3-0. I really would love for Tennessee to get humbled. So, you know what? I'm going to be the petty asshole and say Florida beats Tennessee. Well, actually, I'm going to do the Florida plus 10.5. I think they cover. Texas and Texas Tech. Texas should win that one. They should cover. I mean, who's Texas Tech played this year, though? Let's be honest. Let's see. They barely beat Houston. They lost to NC State. They should win that one. They should lose that one. Texas should win that one. Oregon, Washington State. Oregon had a big game last week against BYU, which they won. They're playing Washington State, who's 3-0. Wazoo beat Wisconsin. Every schedule I check, people are playing Colorado State. I mean, has Colorado State played everybody this year? Let me see. Who they played? That's what it feels like. I mean, everybody's played them this year. 0-3. So you really can't take the Colorado State thing too seriously. And now my internet is, not working. Well, that's great. Let's wait. I guess I'll go with Oregon this one. I have no idea why I'm going to go with Oregon, but I'll take Oregon minus 6.5. Although I think that last week it was, maybe they figured some shit out. I don't know. Texas A&M, Arkansas. Arkansas 10-0. Arkansas 3-0. They're ranked 10. Arkansas is ranked in the top 10. God, it must be nice to play in the SEC. Texas A&M is 2-1 after a win over Miami. I'm surprised they didn't move up to the. I'm surprised if Texas A&M didn't get bumped up in the top 15 like some certain teams. But I'm going with A&M. Last 1.5. Wisconsin, Ohio State. Yeah, OSU's cover. OSU's winning and covering. Yeah, Wisconsin fucking blows. Although they're 2-1, but still, they're just, you know, whatever. USC and Oregon State, people are pumping this game up. I mean, I watched USC. They're just loaded with weapons. I mean, if you can keep Caleb Williams contained in the pocket and just force him to make decisions, you got a really good chance. But I'm taking USC -6.5. I think that they, Pac-12 is going to make sure those guys win that game and they run the table. And that's really about it. I mean, Stanford and Washington are playing, and I'm not going to talk about that game because it's not really that interesting. And that's that. So Pitt ACC top 25. Short podcast today because I got to leave here in a few minutes to take my kid to school. We'll talk more next week. And my suggestion to some of you is, as I'm reading Twitter right now, I think there's just some people that really need to drop down the phone and just go for a walk. Because, yeah, we'll get into that next week. All right. Talk to you later, guys. Have a little pit. Bye.